More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
Okay, welcome back at 4:35. We want to thank Charlie Hales for joining us in the first half hour of Business Briefing. If you missed the interview with Charlie, we will podcast that at the top of the hour at KXL.com. Joining us now is bankruptcy attorney and our expert, Ann Chapman from Bandon Boss and Chapman. Ann, thanks for joining us. I've been teasing this on the show the past couple weeks. We're hearing a rumor about Bank of America. I'm going to ask you that in just a second. But first, let's kind of talk about what's going on out there in the bankruptcy world right now. I'm hearing that things are fairly calm, but that may not last.
Well, what every office around the city that I'm talking to is things are very quiet. We're getting our files organized and putting things away, getting caught up on deferred projects. Drop-in filings.
Why is it? What's going on right now? Why? I mean, you would think with the economy still in pretty bad shape, and for a lot of business owners still concerned, that you'd be really busy right now.
Well, there's been almost a complete stopping of any foreclosure actions statewide, and that's because of a recent court decision from the Oregon Supreme Court called In Re Nide, and that case says that where you have a mortgage that's been sold and what the lenders have done is they set up their own registration system, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, MERS, to avoid recording fees in all the various counties. So now if you foreclose someone non-judicially, if the look in the county records, the name of that lender is not going to match the person that holds your mortgage. And so there have been some Oregon judges that have said, sorry, can't do it that way. You can't use the non-judicial method of foreclosure. And so the number of foreclosures, non-judicial foreclosures in the state right now is 10. Last time I checked was 10.
10 across the entire state.
Across the entire state.
And we know, because we all know someone who's still living in their home and hasn't made a payment for maybe several years. So there is a way around this for these lenders, and it is the judicial foreclosure. Tell us about that.
Judicial foreclosure is a much more expensive process. The filing fee alone, if the mortgage balance is in excess of $50,000, the filing fee alone is $505. If the mortgage is more than that, I think the next threshold is $1 million, it's $755 just to file. So that requires you to have a lawyer draft a summons and a complaint, a lawsuit, and allege this entire chain of title in the lawsuit, which it could have switched hands several times.
Sure.
It's a very complicated registration system. And you have to serve the person, hire a process server to go out and find them, serve them with the complaint. They then have 30 days to respond. If they don't respond within that time frame, they can take a judgment of default and have a judge sign an order of foreclosure. Then about 30 days later, the sheriff will sell the property. So the judicial foreclosure process moves much more quickly than the non-judicial process. So people really shouldn't wait till they're served. They think they're going to want to save their house. They really need to be on the phone to someone like me.
Okay, and the rumor we've been hearing is that Bank of America has over 1,300 of these homes on the books across the metro area. And you tell us, not a question of if, but when they will start this process, correct?
That's correct.
Wow. So you have some folks who I think kind of gotten used to the fact that they haven't made that payment and maybe gotten a little, shall we say, comfortable with it. When this happens, this will happen quickly. They will be out of their home. It will not be the process you can drag out through a non-judicial foreclosure.
That's correct. And that's our fear is that this is all going to hit at once, and then phones are going to ring off the hook. And it's going to be like it was back in October of 2005 when the bankruptcy laws changed. You're not going to be able to get in to see anybody.
Boy, it's what this is. We'll talk to John DaCosta a little later, our real estate expert, about this. But it's what really boggles my mind, Ann, as we read the papers, and you know, there's this feeling that the real estate market has improved. And granted, we've hit bottom. We're seeing some price improvement in the market, but still, a lot of people out there that are in distress, a big chunk of folks out there that maybe even have jobs, but they're so far underwater, they stop making their mortgage payment, and they're going to lose their home.
That's correct. And I think the lenders are becoming more reasonable about different methods of helping people save their home. Loan modifications from the beginning were a mess. They're getting a little better, but not really. you really need, you can do a loan modification if you file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy as part of that. And if the court is sort of in the loop and you can go in and complain to the court about, you know, they're not, they say they've lost my documents for the third time. They're a little bit better if the process is going on in the interface with a bankruptcy.
Ann Chapman joining us, Vanden Bossen and Chapman, our bankruptcy expert here on Business Briefing. And so what would you recommend? If someone's listening to this right now, we have a lot of closely held family business owners, folks who listen to this show in business and very well could be in this situation. What's your recommendation to them right now if they know they could be facing this?
Well, my recommendation is to find out your options, because I think people are often stunned to find out when they come in and see us that they can oftentimes in this depreciating real estate economy completely get rid of second and third mortgages through what's called a lien strip. And this is only available in Chapter 13 where you can afford to make a monthly payment. So I may have a client who's got a house with a first and a second mortgage. The property's worth less than the balance on the first. That person could come in. They could get up to 60 months to get caught up on the delinquency and or 6 to 12 months to do a loan modification and then completely strip off that second. That maybe gives them a chance and an incentive to stay in that home because they might have some equity at some point.
And now the bankruptcy, too. I want to clear this up because sometimes people file bankruptcy before their house goes into foreclosure. Not a lot you can really do in those situations, but for the folks out there that haven't filed the bankruptcy, they can use that when they get into this foreclosure situation to either stall it or buy themselves some time, right?
Right. And every situation is unique and different. And so getting the advice of a good lawyer that can help you strategize and plan, sometimes even strategic default. There's so many rules and regs about tax consequences. Is a short sale better than a foreclosure? Maybe a Chapter 13, maybe stay in 13 for a while or stay in payments for a while and then default later. It really depends on the person's situation.
Yeah, if you want to stay in the home, you might try to work it out. Depends if you have a job or not, the amount of debt you have. It's really an interesting time right now. We talked about this a few weeks ago where really with what's happening with the economy, or maybe I should say what's not happening with the economy, there's a lot of concern out there. And there may be quite a few people out there that have been maybe either biding their time or waiting to see what would happen with the election and or the economy before making truly a strategic decision to do the strategic default on their mortgage or to file bankruptcy. So you're expecting things to really heat up either way.
Yes, without a doubt. This is the calm before the storm as far as I'm concerned. I've been in this business over 25 years, and we've been through lulls in the past, but there's all sorts of indications that it's going to heat up again.
Wow. Let's talk about the difference between a 7 and a 13. We've got a couple minutes here before we hit the break, and then in our final segment, I want to drill a little deeper with you. But for folks who have not filed bankruptcy ever and are maybe facing this for the first time, what are the main differences between a 7 and a 13?
Okay. Chapter 7 is a straight bankruptcy. It's a liquidation kind of bankruptcy. 90% of those cases are no asset cases, and you get a bankruptcy discharge within about 5 months. That is not the case that's designed to save the house, save the mortgage. That's going to buy you maybe about 60 days of additional time to live there. Chapter 13 is a payment bankruptcy where you make payments over a 3 to 5 year period. You must have a positive cash flow, so it's an ideal scenario for someone that's lost a job or been in unemployment, but now they're back to work, maybe not at a level where they could take on all the debt or they're behind with some creditors. So Chapter 13 lets you get back on track, take the old debt, basically propose a plan and say, this is how I'm going to deal with it, consistent with the bankruptcy code rules.
Now, a 13 versus a 7 from a credit standpoint, both bad. Okay, so what situation does someone say, you know what, I'll do a 13 versus a 7? I'm just kind of looking for a scenario where it makes sense to do a 13 when you could do a 7, wipe it out, and start over.
You know, I'll be honest and say there's a disincentive credit-wise to do a 13. You know, 7 is on your credit for 10 years, 13 is there for 7. That 3 are differences in a lot. The thing they do in 13 is they continue to report you as a negative pay until you get your discharge. But so there are a lot of reasons to do 13.
Okay. Whereas a 7 wipes it out. You start over. You start rebuilding that credit from the day after that bankruptcy, I guess, is discharged. Good stuff. When we come back, if you're in a situation where you have a loan with Bank of America and you haven't made the payment in quite some time, you could be getting the boot. So we'll talk more about that with Ann Chapman from Vandenbosch & Chapman when we continue.